It is here 100.9's Jimmy Nathan. Jim, the Hobart Women's Shelter provides safe emergency accommodation and support to women and children who are affected by family violence and or experiencing homelessness, with Hobart's property growth the fourth fastest in the world. The scale of need in Tasmania is particularly alarming and urgent. Please welcome from the Hobart's Women's Shelter, Ruby Finland. Ruby, welcome.
Morning, boys.
Morning,
Ruby, the thing we want to talk to you about, first of all, can you tell us a bit about the Women's Shelter, Hobart Women's Shelter, but also this Buy a Brick campaign, which is pretty cool what you guys are doing at the moment.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Nath. So Hobart Women's Shelter, as you've sort of touched on there, so we are the second oldest women and children's refuge here in Australia. And what we do is we provide crisis, so safe emergency accommodation to women and children in need. So here in Hobart, we operate at the moment 25 crisis units. And what we do is we are independent. But what sort of sets us apart from maybe others in our space is we offer that really coordinated approach. So it is offering shelter and housing for women, but it's also supporting their needs. So that might be financial, emotional, also then making that long-term connection into permanent housing. So it's really tailored towards the individual. But at the moment, because of, as I'm sure listeners are all aware, the unaffordable housing market, we're experiencing this real bottleneck around where women can actually move on to after the crisis accommodation. So we're seeing women stay with us for much, much longer than perhaps is really not so much needed, but perhaps they can move through to. So what we're aspiring to do, 2024 marks our 50th birthday.
Oh, wow.
And you don't look 50.
Wow. Thank you.
Happy 50th. Wow.
That's very kind. So for our 50th birthday in 2024, we're actually aiming to create 25 more homes.
25.
To create 50 homes for 50 years. But these will be permanent houses. So that will really help to alleviate this bottleneck that we've just been discussing. So women and children can really be moving through the crisis shelter and go into permanent homes. So Buy a Brick campaign is really centred around the fundraising piece for that. So there is a little bit of a ambitious target for that one, and it's about $11 million to build these additional 25 homes. But what we're doing, which is really exciting to be kicking things off, is we've recently purchased a parcel of land out at Herdsman's Cove in Northern Hobart, and we're working with a couple of really renowned architects here in Hobart to be creating somewhat of a prototype. So it's got a real focus on what we're calling rapid assembly, with also some trauma-informed principles guided in that. So making sure these homes are warm, safe, showing some real level of respect, and also can be built really quickly.
Yeah.
So we're doing this prototype out there at the moment, aiming to have those two first homes built by the end of this year. And then from there, it's really about getting our skates onto scale. So given Buy a Brick only launched probably 2-3 months ago, the people of Hobart have already really got behind us, which is brilliant, given that there's been no promo for it whatsoever. We've already raised about $30,000.
Wow.
So given that it is end of financial year coming up, if people would like to make a donation, they can, you know, simply hop on to our website, hobartws.org.au.
I've just seen some of the prices here. See, like $30 for a brick, $500 for a garden, $250,000 if you donate a full two-bedroom home.
That's it.
It really is, and custom amounts. Like, people can really donate as much as they want.
That's it. Yeah, it's completely scalable to what you can give. Mm. And in saying that too, we are also looking for, maybe it's not a monetary donation, maybe someone out there or a business out there is interested in supporting us through construction, materials, land, whatever that might be.
What is the best way for those people to get in contact?
You can contact us on the shelter directly. I have to give you that number.
Yeah.
Or
we can put it up on Facebook as well.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Hit 100.9 on Facebook.
Yeah. Ruby, I was going to ask as well, I mean, because you guys are, you're quite holistic at the women's shelter as well. And not only, of course, you're providing this affordable housing for people, but also you offer a series of programs to help women as well. Can you tell us about those programs?
Yeah, sure. Again, it really chops and changes depending on the needs of the women who are in the shelter at the moment. We have a programs manager who really tailors the programs for the clients that we have at that given time. But it can be anywhere between regular cooking sessions, gardening, paddock to plate sort of things. Yep. We have clown classes, the whole kit and caboodle. It really just depends on yeah, what those women are seeking at that particular time.
Amazing.
You really, guys really looked at you. She went, yeah. Clown classes.
Oh, she's been trying to get me to do these clown classes for ages. Participate in them, not teach them.
Rubes, just before we started the interview, you did say six weeks?
Six weeks.
How have you found working for the Hobart Women's Shelter? Is it, I guess, giving you more of a sense of purpose, like a sense of pride?
Definitely, Jimmy. It's just amazing. I am in absolute awe of the resilience of the women who come into our shelter seeking the crisis accommodation. The resilience around safety and just getting on with it is incredible. And also my colleagues are brilliant women. It's a really wonderful group to work with. It's fun, airy, but the respect as well that they show the clientele is second to none. Amazing. It's a wonderful work environment.
Well, Ruby, massive round of applause for you and, of course, everyone there at the Hobart Women's Shelter. Guys, if you can, donate what you can to the Buy a Brick campaign. You guys are doing an awesome job. Big target, and I reckon you can get there. Thank you so much
for joining us. Thank you.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.